Well, can I just start off by saying Merry Christmas to everyone. It's lovely to have you with us this morning. Don't worry, I'm only going to talk for about 45 minutes, so you should be well today. I want to start off by giving the husband a little bit of advice or a little bit of help, okay? What's the easiest way to remember your wife's birthday? Forget it once. Now, we're gathered here today, aren't we, to celebrate or at least acknowledge Jesus being born, which would suggest if someone's born, they have a birthday. After all, we've got presents here, haven't we? We've got a balloon that's kind of hiding at the minute. But if you were paying attention to our reading, it's quite difficult. But it also says in our reading that Jesus has always existed. So what is it? Does God have a birthday or not? That's what we're going to think about. That's the question we're going to answer this morning. And if that didn't kind of make you scratch your head enough, we're also going to be thinking about how we can have two birthdays and not one. Okay, so we're going to be thinking about, does God have a birthday? Now, boys and girls, I want to pray to ask God to help us. So let's do our prayer drill together. You ready? We go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Father God, we pray for help this morning as we think about this question and why the answers will hopefully bring us good news. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the first way we answer this question, does God have a birthday? The answer is no. God does not have a birthday. A very famous verse, verse 1 of John 1, it'll come up on the screen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay, so what John's doing is he's taking us all the way back to the very beginning of everything. He's not talking about Jesus being born in a stable or wise men or shepherds. He's taking us all the way back to the start of everything. And at the start of everything, we learn that there's two persons there. There's God and there's the Word. And who is the Word? Well, the Word is God. Now, I know this is Christmas Day and we're not going to have big theology, but this is what we call the Trinity. Okay, God is one in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, you would have noticed in that description, I never said the Word. I never said Father, Word, and Spirit. So we still need to work out who this Word is, and we'll come to that in a minute. But what I would say, boys and girls, is this. Please, during your Christmas dinner today, ask your parents for a more in-depth discussion about the Trinity. Okay, they will welcome it. They will be thankful for it. Okay, they will not sweat at all or change the subject immediately. Okay, but that's not the main point from this first bit. Okay, the first bit is this. God is eternal. That's what I want you to take from this first bit. God is eternal. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. So in the beginning was God. He is eternal. Okay, now that's good news, and it's good news because I get to tell you one of my favorite jokes. Now this joke, it only has 6 more days to last, and you'll understand why, okay? So I'm going to take you back to 2018 when I first started telling this joke, and it goes something like this. People would ask me, Chris, what are you going to do in 2 years' time? And I would say, I don't know, it's not like I have 2020 vision. Thank you. I only have 6 days left to tell that joke, okay? I don't have 2020 vision, but God does. God knows exactly what's going to happen next year for me, and he knows what's going to happen next year for you. Why? Because God is eternal. God knows the beginning from the end. Now, I'm not going to spoil a great spoiler alert, but the Queen is about to say this afternoon, and I know this because we went through the talk before she gave it, and she asked my opinion. But she's going to say something like, this year has been a bumpy year. This year has been a bumpy year, and I don't think it's a reference to Philip's driving. And it might be for me and you that there may be trouble ahead. There may be trouble ahead for us. And this trouble, it might not be good, and we might not like it, and we certainly might not want to face the music and dance. But what we will do when we face this trouble, when we face these bumps in the road, we face it knowing that God is eternal. We face it knowing that God is allowing us to face these bumps. And I want to put it to you that that is good news for us. Why? Well, that takes us on to the second point, which is this. God does have a birthday. Okay, God does have a birthday. It's very, very exciting. And John doesn't waste much time. We get to verse 14, and again, we have these famous words appear on the screen. There we go. That the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. The Word became flesh, dwelt amongst us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So who is this Word? This Word is God becoming a human. The Word is the second person of the Trinity, Jesus, who is the Son of the Father. So on this day, and again, if you want to get technical, the Bible doesn't really say December the 25th was Jesus' birthday, but we celebrate it today anyway. We hijack some pagan festival, but we'll get into that later. But God became a man. His name is Jesus, and we celebrate his birthday today. So God does have a birthday, and we celebrate it today. Now, John's already alluded to this. He's asked the question, why did Jesus have a birthday? Now, I don't know if anyone knows, but there's a new Star Wars film out. And the answer is a little bit Star Wars-esque, okay? It's because Jesus has come to defeat the darkness. Now, in our passage, it talks about Jesus being life and light. And later in John's gospel, Jesus will say these words. He says, this is the judgment, that light has come into the world and people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So Jesus has come into this world to defeat the darkness. And in our passage, it tells us that. It tells us that when Jesus came, people saw what he did. People heard his words, but they still rejected him. Why? Because they loved the darkness. And I don't have to state the obvious point, but I will because I'm Captain Obvious. It's this, that people still love the darkness today. Why? Because people are still rejecting Jesus. Now, you may think that's crazy, okay? But really, it's not really crazy because if you've ever been with a man in a car and he's lost, okay, he would rather stay lost than admit he's wrong. And it's the same with the darkness. We would rather stay in the darkness than admit that we need the light. So Jesus Christ, he has a birthday because the only way he can give us light and life and rescue us from the darkness is by coming to this earth and dying on a cross and being raised after 3 days. You see, Jesus didn't primarily come to this world to live in it. He came primarily to die for it. You see, on the cross, Jesus Christ will die for all those times we've loved darkness more than light. On the cross, Jesus Christ will die for all those works that were evil. On the cross, Jesus Christ will face the darkness of death for us. And 3 days later, he will rise again, showing us that life and light has truly defeated darkness and death. And this is the thing that I want you to go away with today. This is the most important thing, and it's so important, I'm going to read it word for word. It's this. If you only grab one thing today, it's this. If the eternal God, who knows all the bumps you'll face, came to this earth to die for you, to give you light and life, then whatever happens today, tomorrow, next year, we face it knowing that he is the God who loves us and is for us. So let me put it like this, okay? If you lose your job next year, the eternal and loving God who came to this earth to die for you knows exactly how things are going to go. That's good news. If you get a phone call and it tells you about a sickness to you or to somebody else, the eternal and loving God who came to this earth to die for you and knows how everything's going to work out, that's good news. That's normally my sign to hurry up. If you have to move out to Knutsford, okay, and live in a different place, then the eternal God, who's loving and good, and came here to die for you, he knows how things are going to work out. And that's really good news. If you have an argument this afternoon about the board game and who won it, or who's got the remote control, or how long you can go on your screens, the eternal and loving God who came to this earth to die for you knows how things are going to work out, and that is good news. So friends, when we face the bumps next year, when we face the trouble, we do it knowing that God is eternal, God is loving, that God knows the beginning from the end, and that means we can face the music and dance. And that's a really tenuous link to what we're going to do next, because we're going to listen to music and dance. We're going to just have a little break. Boys and girls, you sat really well. I want to sing a song with you called Jingle, Jingle, Jesus. There are many adults grown at this point. But this is how it goes. I'm going to teach you the actions really quick. Come to the front, boys and girls. I'm going to teach you the actions. It goes, Jingle, Jingle, Jesus. Sing to him today. Jingle, Jingle, Jesus. Trust him all the way. Savior, Messiah, let the good news ring. Jingle, Jingle, Jesus. He's the King of Kings. Okay, let's all stand up and we're going to do this together. Now that being said, if there's another mistake, you're going to get one. No, I'm joking. Okay. Actually, it does work out because I said, didn't I? We've looked at two things so far. God does not have a birthday. That's really good news for us because it means he's eternal and he knows everything that's going to happen in our life. But God does have a birthday, which is good news because it tells us that God loves us, that he's for us, that he's with us, that he's not going to let us go through anything that we can't cope with, okay? This is the last point. We have two birthdays, okay? Now, that will mean a couple of things. The first thing it means is actually today we do have two birthdays. Archie and Sarah, it's their birthdays today. So can we give them a big round of applause? Well done. Well done. Now, you might be thinking, two birthdays, Chris, this sounds like the Queen, okay? We've got a picture of the Queen here. Does anybody know when the Queen's actual birthday is? Her actual birthday. Shout it out. 21st of April. Thank you very much. We got our resident royalist over there. I'm joking. 21st of April. Now, I've been told that the Queen on the 21st of April just likes to chill. Okay, she likes to chill. She likes to read her cards. And then people set off guns in London. Okay, that's true. They do. There's lots of salutes. Not talking about anything else. And then on official birthday is always the second Saturday in June because apparently it's always nice weather then. And that's when we get the trooping of the colour and they stand on the royal balcony in Buckingham Palace. So the Queen has two birthdays. That's not really what I'm talking about when I say that we can have two birthdays. When I talk about us having two birthdays, I'm talking about our physical birthday and our spiritual birthday. So for me, my physical birthday, the day I came into this world, is June the 15th. Mark it in your diaries now. June the 15th, 1979. I know you're thinking he's a liar. He doesn't look that old, okay, because I don't do much at home. I just sit there. But my second birthday is this. The day that I became a Christian was April the 18th, 2003. April the 18th, 2003. That's when I became part of God's family. Now, the two, the physical and spiritual births, are actually quite similar. And this is what I mean. I played no part in my physical birth, okay? I did not come out on the 15th of June, high five, and the doctors and nurses going, aren't I awesome? Look what I've done, okay? I have achieved life in myself. That'd be ridiculous, wouldn't it? It'd be really ridiculous. Well, the same can be said with my spiritual birth. I cannot claim to have anything to do with that. And in fact, our passage tells us in verse 13 that if anyone is part of God's family, that's because God has made it happen. And we know that's true because God has given us his son. But because we're in darkness, God has also given us the light to enable us to see his son. So if I'm a Christian, and I am, just I want you to know that, then that means that I can't boast in being a Christian. I shouldn't be proud, okay? I can't think that I'm entitled to anything from God or God owes me anything. In fact, the opposite is true. I owe God everything. My life should be about thanking him and serving him for all that he has done. My friends, that's all well and good if you're a Christian. If you're not a Christian here this morning, I really want you to know I'm so thankful that you're here. I'm so thankful that you're here. Thank you for coming. And I am really, really finishing, so you'll be glad. But it's this. I don't believe you're here by mistake today. Now you might go, I'm here because my wife made me and I don't want to get in trouble with it. Okay, that's okay. But I believe that God works in nagging wives, and husbands can nag as well. We're all about equality. But you're not here today by chance. You're here today because God wants you to receive Jesus, to believe in Jesus, so that you can become part of his family. And I want to say to you this morning that today, December the 25th, 2019, can be your second birthday. Isn't that fantastic? And if that is you, then I want to welcome you today by saying, welcome, brother or sister, because you're now part of our family here at St. John's. Praise the Lord for that. But what I would say is this, and I will want to finish just with one thing. Studies have proven this. Studies have proven that birthdays are good for your health. Birthdays are good for your health. The more birthdays you have, the longer you'll live. Now, for the Christian, we get to celebrate two birthdays, our physical and spiritual birthday, but we also get to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Isn't that great that we get that eternal life to do that? And friends, just remember, as we go home today, remember this, the God who is eternal and who is loving, who knows all the bumps and troubles that you're going to face, okay, he is going to guide you through that if you come to trust in his son, Jesus. Now, that's a sign for me to stop. I'll stop now. Don't worry, brother, we're stopping. Let me just pray, and then I'll hand back to John. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he's come to rescue us from the darkness. Thank you that you are with us and helping us through all the bumps and troubles we'll face, and that we can get through it. In Jesus' name, amen.